Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Monday morning edition of Football 24-7 here on Jacob Sports. I'm your host, Xander Krause. I'm going to be joined by John McMullen this morning. We had some breaking news yesterday in Eagle Land, everybody. We're starting the week off on a big note. Howie Roseman acquires a wide receiver from the Houston Texans, none other than John Metchie III, product of the University of Alabama, good friends of Devontae Smith, a pretty damn good SEC college wide receiver, and somebody that's had all sorts of trials and tribulations to get through early in their career, diagnosed with cancer after being selected in the second round, had an ACL injury in the SEC championship game of his final year in college, all right? So all sorts of different things that this player has overcome, but certainly a very talented football player, certainly somebody that will come in and immediately compete for wide receiver three, at least in my opinion. What does this mean for Jahan Dotson? What does this mean for A.J. Brown? All right. What does this mean for A.J. Brown? Is A.J. Brown, is the hamstring injury that A.J. Brown is dealing with worse than we anticipated? I think it's fair to wonder at this point when we got corner problems, we got safety concerns, we got edge concerns, we got depth concerns on defense, and we're trading for a wide receiver, one of the deepest positions on the football team. All right. So Crowley brings up one of the things that I think immediately from this, and Crowley says, Xander, I'm sorry to say, I don't think Darius Cooper makes the team. Crowley, I agree with you. I mean, it's just a numbers thing. Unless somebody's on their way out, Crowley, in that receiver room, they're not keeping seven. There's 0% chance they keep seven. I would put it less than 50% that they keep six. Maybe 50-50 that they keep six. So now you add him to the room. Now you got Smitty, you got AJ, Dotson, Metchie, Johnny Wilson, and Anaiah Smith. That's your six receivers right there. So that's your six receivers right there. Unfortunately, I don't think it looks good for Darius Cooper either. But you know, do any of you guys speculate that from this they would look to potentially trade another receiver? Maybe we'll talk all about that. I'm going to get Johnny Mack on this morning. He'll join us by phone. Eagles are back on the practice football field today. All right. How about that game on Saturday, everybody? Not a very pretty game. Not a game that I'm rewatching, folks, okay? Not a pretty game. But one player making a play is enough for me to walk away from that game feeling better. And that's Andrew Mukuba with the plays that he made in the game. He obviously had the big pick six. He had an awesome fumble recovery as well. And when you're a guy on defense who can take the ball away, you're going to get on the football field, okay? You're going to get on the football field. So that's a very positive from the preseason game this weekend that Andrew McCoop proved that he is a guy that is a ball type of a ball hawk, now demonstrably true so far in a very small sample size in Philly. But I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about that. Another news from the game, ugly game. I joked yesterday on our breaking news segment, maybe Howie watched that offense and was so embarrassed on Saturday. He said, I need to go and get a receiver. Maybe he watched the putrid offense on Saturday and joked, I got to pick up a receiver because I can't ever field that offense again. Maybe that was what he did there. So I got Johnny Mack in the green room right now. Let's go to him. We'll talk to him about that trade a little bit. Talk to him about the final thoughts on that preseason game and then what's to come here this week on Birds on Football 24-7. So let me bring up Johnny Mack right now here. John, do I got you with me, brother?
Yeah, the Bluetooth didn't connect, so hopefully I sound okay.
Sound good, Johnny Mac. I see your videos on, but I'm sure you want to be covered up, right? I'm not sure if you're ready. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to be driving. So.
Yeah. Good to see you. I can see J-Mac in the groove. Good to see my boy McMullen this morning. Johnny Mac, a couple things, man. They had the preseason game, obviously, Saturday, and a big trade. It's not a big trade, but an interesting trade nonetheless yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles, picking up John Mechie. What's on the agenda this week early, John? Who is set to speak this morning? And then we'll kind of dive into some of those progressions from the weekend.
Vic Fangio Day, which is typically obviously a big day. Today would be more interesting for at least Kevin Petullo because of the trade for John Mechie. But you never give up an opportunity to talk to Vic, especially with Makuba playing so well in the game, Campbell playing so well, Ja'Quarian Bennett, you know, starting to maybe grasp some things. So I think those were the three big stories, the three positive stories from the defense. And we'll get to talk about that with Vic. But yeah, the more I think overnight about this trade, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. This is a tough one to explain because things had been going pretty well with the Eagles' backup receivers to the point where I think they were going to have to cut people that, you know, potentially could play in this league. And that's rare. The Eagles have had trouble finding depth, and it seemed like they had depth at the wide receiver position. And then you think about, you know, it's almost a year to the day you acquire Jahan Dotson in training camp from Washington. It was like a little bit later, August 22nd, somewhere around there. And you spent three quarters of the season trying to develop a chemistry with Jalen Hurts. And on top of it, I don't see the fit. It's just, you know, now when I scale it back and say, all right, well, Harrison Bryant's not going to make this team. And this is the mentality of how he liked the guy in the draft process. All right, hasn't worked out in his first stop. Let's see if we can start the reclamation project. From that standpoint, if that's all it is, you know, that's fine. And you're taking a shot. And, you know, there's three training camp practices left. I think because of his name and because of what he was in college, there's people that I don't see this as a contributing player, and I think there's a good opportunity he's going to be cut at the cutdown. And you try to get him back on the practice squad. So the more I think about it, I'm like, this one doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, the other aspect is, well, if you're going to move Dotson for like an edge rusher or something of more of a value, maybe,
right? Because he probably has a little bit more market on the open value open market.
Yeah, definitely would. And I was thinking about, you know, Rondell Moore tore his ACL again, and so, I don't know what his first injury was, but he's out for the season. So Minnesota needs a punt returner and a receiver. And I have a young edge rusher that really splashed in the preseason, had like three sacks or something. So maybe that's a potential. But just coming into this wide receiver room without a secondary move, I don't see where this makes a ton of sense.
Maybe, John, you brought up yesterday that the A.J. Brown stuff. I'm not sure if you were able to prod around and talk to anybody, but is there more concern for A.J. Brown? Because like you say, on the surface, that doesn't make sense. But if you envision a team where A.J. Brown's not out there week in and week out, okay, maybe it makes a little bit more sense. Now you got Smitty, you got Metch, and you got Dotson to at least be your three wide receivers, and you can keep an eye on Smith, Johnny Wilson, you know, in the roles that they're in right now. Is there something more to be worried about with A.J. Brown here, John?
Yeah, I mentioned that when we talked yesterday, a little bit, because they were ramping him up to get him back for the joint practices, and there was evidently some kind of setback because he sat down again. So a little bit. And again, it would only be short term for early in the season, not long term worry. But even in that instance, you know, can he get up to speed in three training camp practices and a couple practices? I don't know. I still think you would go with Johnny Wilson more likely early in the season if you had to. So there's some, you know, there's some consternation about week one for AJ Brown. And, you know, maybe I get down there today and he's healthy and he's out there, which I doubt because I don't expect to see him for the rest of the camp and certainly preseason. Obviously, he's not going to play. So that's going to be more of a story for the 2 weeks leading up to the Dallas game. But a little bit, but I don't see this as the help. So, yeah, this to me, the more I think about it, just strikes up, all right, they like him coming out. Bryant wasn't going to make the team. So get a quick look at him and go from there.
Yeah, it doesn't really fully make sense to me either, John. If you speculate a move coming forward or moving forward that might be, maybe comes on the back of this, this is my concern with it. You bring in another guy on a one-year deal who comes in at the same time, as you pointed out, as Jahan Dotson. You had to spend an entire year to get him acclimated with Jalen Hurts. Now he's spent the summer in Texas working with Jalen. He's gone through the all training camp. I don't think they're going to trade Jahan Dotson, John. Now, I'm wondering if maybe they will because of this Mechie move. I'm wondering if there's more to come, but you know, you're basically replacing him with a guy that has no chemistry with Jalen Hurts again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a perfect solution, but if you do want to trade for something more, you know, more urgent for this particular team at this particular moment, you have to give up something. And he would be a logical piece to potentially, you know, get something back. At least. And he's only got 1 year left on this deal. We've talked about that. He's probably not going to be here next year anyway. So, yeah, you take a step back at that wide receiver three position, but the Eagles don't use it that much anyway. So that's just, you know, my speculation is you have to give up something. And I think Dotson, it has some value to where you can get, you know, maybe a young pass rusher's got an upside that's locked in another city. That's why I bring that up because, right. You know, they have good edge rushers. So, you know, it's Gabe Murphy. He's blocked from, he was a great college player. But he's not going to play there. So, you know, maybe there's a second shoe to drop.
Yeah, I think there's going to have to be, John, because I'm wondering, I'm looking here, and I'm like, boy, there's one part of the team that didn't really need help. It's A, offense, and two, more specifically, wide receiver room, man. John, you called it earlier in the offseason. This is the most talented receiver room they've had in the Nick Sirianni era. You know, most depth, and here we are trading for John Mechie. Now, the other thing I will say, John, and you pointed this out, the name does get people kind of in going a little bit because he was a very good college player and somebody that had expectations, a second-round draft pick. But they basically traded like nothing for this guy. They were gonna cut Harrison Bryant. They swapped backs the pick they sent in the Gardner Johnson trade. So basically, John, it has turned into the Eagles sent the Texans C.J. Gardner Johnson and Harrison Bryant, and they got back John Mechie and Kenyon Green. It looks like the Texans won that trade on the surface, but not much they had to send to get John Mechie here.
No, well, I mean, obviously, if CJ is healthy, you know, he's by far the best player in that trade. So just from the standpoint of getting a good player, but we all know that was addition by subtraction. There were other issues in play when it came to CJ, so... but yeah, I mean, Kenyon Green is injured still. We'll see if he can get back out there today. He's not, you know, opportunity there with Landon Dickerson. potentially missing week one. And we're talking about Brett Toth, and now we're talking about Drew Kendall because he played there in the game. And we're not talking about Kenyon Green because he's not out there. So, you know, it's can't make the club in the tub, as they say. And that's what's going on with Kenyon Green. So, but, you know, that's a guy the Eagles liked in the draft. And right. They're taking a shot, and it didn't work out in Houston. Same thing. John Metchie, they liked in the draft, didn't work out in Houston.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Take a shot. The timing here's the problematic part for Metchie, and you went through it last year with Dotson, who's, you know, certainly more gifted from a, you know, speed standpoint and things like that. And it took him that long to acclimate. Now Metchie's a better route runner, but you know. You see, obviously, overcame a lot to get back on the field. So I don't want to criticize the guy, but there wasn't a lot of production. And the Texans, yes, they have a deep receiver room on paper, but two of those guys are rookies. So there's a huge projection there. And they didn't want to move on with them. So that tells you a lot as well.
John, without projecting the next move, I want to analyze exactly where the team is today. Where does Metchie fit in that room? Is he wide receiver 4? Does he battle for wide receiver 3? Is he wide receiver 6? I mean, where do you have him in this room right now on August 18th?
Well, I definitely think he's, you know, as long as Dotson is here, you know, he's fighting for basically wide receiver 5 behind Johnny Wilson. Yeah, I and again, you know, when you're that far down the depth chart, you have to play some kind of role on special teams. And because he was a star in Alabama, he's not used to doing that. So, yeah, I mean, don't be surprised in the initial cut down to 53 if there's not another move that, you know, he's cut. And you know, the Eagles will try to bring him back, I would imagine, but I wouldn't be surprised by that at all if that's the end game here.
John, when's the initial 53 cut?
A week from tomorrow.
All right, so 8 days from now, next Tuesday. Johnny Mac, good stuff there. John, we'll talk more about him. We'll have a full show later on this evening for Birds 365. John, moving into Vic Fangio day, what do you want to ask Vic after that preseason game, John? I thought obviously the key positive of the game was Andrew McCuba and the turnovers, but I didn't see too much else in that ugly preseason game. What's on your mind as you head into a press conference with Vic Fangio this morning?
Yeah, I think McCuba, Campbell, Bennett are the three stories. You know, McCuba played very well. I have a feeling Vic's going to downplay some of the turnovers because he's a kind of a, you know, grub guy, obviously. And, you know, he was Johnny on the spot with the fumble recovery, and that was a really bad decision by Dylan Gabriel. But nonetheless, the guy's out there making plays, and you know how that works in the NFL. Eli Ricks has gotten 3 years out of it and counting for making a play in the preseason. So I think it's going to resonate. It certainly resonated with fans and even other media members. And then I think Campbell played very well, the blitz early, but he was also active. And now you have a good problem because Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Is having a good summer as well. So all of a sudden you're flush at linebacker because Zach Bond's going to be back. And I also think Bennett's more of, well, you know, Jackson, Adoree's been pedestrian and Ringo's not been good. And he came out and he had a PBU, a nice PBU, and he showed some signs. And, you know, maybe it's just in comparison, it looked good. But, hey, you know, if he's the best you got, he's the best you got. And that might be the first step to Jacorian Bennett getting in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that position, John, is not looking too good for me right now. John, how much do you think Andrew Mukuba improved his chances at being the week one starter at safety? Because I did think Sidney Brown kind of had the lead, especially with Mukuba missing all that time. But you come back and you start making plays, John, I think you're going to make Vic think.
Well, yeah, I think that's where the Eagles want to go anyway. So, obviously, it gives you almost a crutch to lean on to go in that direction if you want. But we saw last year, I still think, you know, the missed time hurt Mukuba and Vic might slow it down. But I think ultimately, whether it's week one, week four, week eight, I think Makuba's going to be out there. And certainly playing that well in the game only helped that accelerate that, I would say.
They don't have enough depth at safety to think about a potential trade. You know, if they feel like Mukuba could be the guy, they wouldn't look to move on from a Sidney Brown or maybe even a Keely Ringo if he doesn't, you know, if he can't get on the football field. Do you think any of those guys on defense that could lose out their spot would be trade potential candidates, Sean, or what?
Yeah, I mean, they're both good special teams players, but I would think more Ringo than Sidney. But that's just a thought of they're a little bit deeper at corner. They seem to like Tristan McCollum, though, and I thought he played pretty poorly, taking a couple bad angles in the game.
Yeah, he did.
Andre Sam is somebody they'd like as well, but you really want to go into an NFL season with that as your depth at safety. Now, Cooper plays into that as well because you could just move Cooper back there. But, you know, Cooper also plays into it as corner. I just think they're a little bit deeper at corner, so if one of them is going to go, I'd say Ringo.
Yeah, we'll see what ends up happening there with the trade moves. John, anything else that you took away from the preseason game now? A couple days removed for the back of the roster. We're 8 days away from the cuts, and obviously you don't see anything really positive there, but you try and look and see if any of those back-end players, if any of the anybody makes the decisions tough for Howie Rosen. I don't think that many did it, unfortunately, this week, John, but anything you saw that maybe I missed?
Certainly not offensively.
No. I joke, John. That's why they traded for Mechie. Howie said, I will never field an offense that looks like that again.
Well, I don't think that was about the receivers as much as the offensive line and the corner.
No, man, me neither.
You know, you're, like I say, like I always say, as a receiver, you're at the mercy of the quarterback getting you the football. And the quarterbacks weren't comfortable with – you know, but that's the NFL. I say it all the time. 13 reps tend to be ugly, no matter where you are. You know, the best team in the league, worst team in the league. And it's really difficult for those 13 quarterbacks because they're playing with generally offensive lines that are sieves. And you kind of saw that in that particular game. And then it's sort of, because, you know, third-string quarterbacks are also third-string quarterbacks, so it also becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because they're not equipped to handle being under siege as maybe, you know, some of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. So the whole thing just turns into ugliness. And
it's like complimentary football in a negative way.
Yeah. So you saw the best-case scenarios. You got Brett Toson at center and, you know, it's probably a snap that Dorian Thompson-Robinson should handle. It was high, but it was high, and he was discombobulated, and he pulled it down, and all of a sudden Julian Okwara is bearing down on him. He gets smacked and throws the football, and it's a duck in the middle of the field, and it turns into a pick six. It's just a perfect storm of mud because of the players out there. And that's why – you know, you'll see it the other way, like KJ Henry, our old buddy here, good dude, but, you know, he's got a big pick six and a preseason game. You know, what does it really mean in that type of situation? That's the problem we have when you're evaluating preseason football. And I think a lot of people say, oh, he made a play. That's good for him. And it's not necessary. It's never bad, but it's not necessarily going to hold that much weight.
Jenny Mac, good stuff. It's impossible to speculate, John, the next move that Howie could make. I don't think anybody anticipated yesterday that the trade news would be for a wide receiver. But if I put on the John McMullen general manager cap, all right, who would you trade for right now? A lot of people want a corner. A lot of people think that would make the biggest difference on the football team. A lot of people want an edge rusher. A lot of people, some people want a safety. What do you think, John?
Well, they already got a corner. Like, I don't know what people are expecting. You're not getting a Pro Bowl corner in late August. You're trying to get a player with upside. They already made that move at corner, which is Corey and Bennett. So I've started there. I'll end there. I can't believe how he's going to go into a season with the edge rushers he has. And I still think he's going to try to do something there.
We'll see what they end up doing, Johnny Mac. John, final word is that John Mechie and Devontae Smith are very close, and maybe that gives him a leg up in making this football team this year. Devontae Smith had a comment earlier, one of the most important jersey swaps he ever had in his career was with John Mechie. So obviously a player he likes might not mean anything, but I do think it's interesting that how he's kind of building. He gets all the Georgia guys on defense. Now he's getting some of those Bama guys together on offense. Interesting the way how he's been building this team the last couple of years. And I thought adding another Alabama player, you know, even for a low cost at an interesting time, was a move to note by Howie Roseman.
Yeah, from the standpoint of, again, that Bryant was not going to be part of this team. I have no problem with it. But, yeah. Obviously, you know, what he went through, and he and Devontae are close, so obviously it's meaningful for him. You know, I even say it about Vic. People could overrate that stuff. He's not here because he's Devontae's friend. He's here because the Eagles liked him coming out of the draft. And, again, you know, maybe they can start the reclamation project, get an early look at him, and learn something about them over these final three camp practices. And we'll see if they do anything in between the Jets game and the cutdown. So he's either going to have three or four practices to quickly show he can be part of this team, yeah, which is going to be difficult. But yeah, even, you know, how he makes the decisions when it comes to personnel.
Yep, no doubt. Johnny Mac, great stuff this morning, brother. Appreciate you doing it. Get there safely to NovaCare Complex. Practice number 16 today in training camp. Only three remain with you guys having full access. We'll talk to you after. All right, brother?
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Johnny Mac. John McMullen joining us right here on a morning edition of Football 24/7. Day number 16 of training camp coming up. Eagles make a big trade yesterday. Bring in... okay, John Mechie III from the Houston Texans. You know, look, I thought John had some good takeaways there. The one thing I think John missed is that this is a good player. John Mechie's a good player. I mean, look, I know people – the problem with, I think, the way that the NFL world is consumed, and I'm not criticizing anybody because there's a lot of teams and a lot of players in this league, but people just look at, like, the numbers. John's got 29 games. John Mechie has 29 games and, I don't know, 400 yards or something. And people are like, oh, it's not very productive. And I'm like, you got to look at the context. You got to look at why that player ended up there. You got to look at how his career unfolded. That doesn't mean that he's going to come here and be some superstar. I'm not projecting that. I'm just saying this guy has raw talent. All right. He was a second round pick. Think about this. Number 44 overall. Okay. After he got an ACL injury in late December of the college season, SEC championship game, or December, whenever the SEC championship game was that year. So he tears his ACL in December, and then that April draft, it's one thing to fall to the fourth or fifth round. He fell to only the second round with a torn ACL. And then he gets drafted 44th overall in the second round and then gets diagnosed with leukemia and misses his entire rookie season. Like, the stats aren't going to tell everything on this player. Now, does that mean he's going to live up to the talent that he has? No, it doesn't. It doesn't necessarily. But I do think John Metchie is a pretty damn good player, man. And I'm curious to see, you know, I'm not even sold that Jahan Dotson is better than him. John said Dotson is better than him from a speed perspective and some of the other things. I'm like, okay, maybe he can run in a straight line a little quicker. I don't think he's a better receiver than John Metchie. Now, maybe I'm proven to be wrong. That's fine. But I wouldn't look at John Metchie's career stats here and just say, oh, he's not that good. Oh, he's not that good of a player. He's a good receiver, man. He's one of those players that got the circumstances around him dictated a lot more, you know, than him personally, with the cancer, with the ACL injury, with even just the Texans and the way that they built. Remember, he kind of got drafted there in a transitory period for that franchise. They drafted C.J. Stroud after that. They've now built their wide receiver room. They brought in two new rookies. Like, they're going through a lot of different changes in that organization where sometimes people aren't meant to be in a certain spot, you know, or they're just not there at the wrong time. So I don't know. I'm very curious to see what John Metchie can be for this team. Okay. I'll take a couple comments here. Let's go to my super chats. Brian Pumper checking in. What up, Pump? New week, new chat from B Pumper. I saw the same issues with the Raiders for Jakorian Beniers. Sticky coverage, but upon contact, it feels like every bone in his body will explode. I hate to say it, but I kind of feel, you know. Pump, I can't say I feel like every bone will explode, but you watch him make that punch out, and then he holds the shoulder. I'm like, uh-oh, man, those shoulders are odd, you know. Those shoulders are odd. We'll see. Callie says, I don't know about that, Sandman. Which part, Callie, baby? Big Track says, John isn't always right. I just said I think he's wrong. I just said I think he's wrong. Cody checks in with $2. What's up, brother? Hypothetical. Dashend and Goddard for Pitts. I guess Dotson? I guess you mean Dotson? Why would you trade Dallas Goedert for Kyle Pitts? Kyle Pitts isn't even as good as Dallas Goedert. Cody, that's a shit trade. Oh, you said Dotson. Okay, you followed up with another $2 with Dotson. That's a shit trade, Cody. Dotson and Goddard for Pitts? I don't want Pitts for Dotson and Goddard. Come on, Cody. Cody, come on, dog. Dotson and Goddard for Kyle Pitts? I'm out on that. Sig Lords says, breaking. Vikings add third male cheerleader, J-Mac. Oh, Sig Lord. Are you upset with the way Johnny Mac talked about the trade, Sig Lord? Come on, man. Khaled says, Metchie better than Dotson. Listen, I'm not saying that Metchie is better than Dotson. I'm just saying I don't think Mechie's career stats indicate the player that he is. I think the guy does have an inherent talent. I really do. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to be able to use it. Callie says, I like agreeing with you about Metchie. I just can't say Jahan is better than Metchie. I didn't say Jahan was better than Metchie. John said that. I was saying John said that, Callie. One sec, guys. Sorry, I had some business to attend to. A little business to attend to. All right. Mechie's a better blocker. Well, I don't even know how to say your name. Race car driver, motorist, motorcycle guy. I don't know what to call you. What is that name? This guy makes what is that? An L, an L, an exclamation point, and an L, and an L? I mean, what is this? How am I supposed to converse with you, my friend? Give me something. What is that name? What is this name? Metchie is a better blocker, which actually could go a long way. All right, could go a long way because we are a running football team. So you need guys that can block. And, hey, maybe that helps. That's why, Johnny Wilson's out there. All right? That's why Johnny Wilson's out there. Okay. Khaled says, our bigger Achilles heel, wide receiver 3 or cornerback 2? Cornerback 2. Not even close. These aren't even in the same ballpark. Wide receiver 3 is going to have no impact on how far this team goes, really, unless you have a significant injury to AJ or Devonta. All right. I mean, I don't think there's any chance. I mean, look at last year. Jahan Dotson really didn't get involved till late in the year. It took him a little bit to get involved with Jalen Hurts, and we still won the damn Super Bowl. You know, and Dotson made a play in that Super Bowl. By the way, love that play by Dotson in the Super Bowl. All right. So I'm not really sure. Xander, where the Kango at, man? It's on my head, bro. This is the it's one of the new Kangos I picked up, everybody. They did this collab with this, I guess, this like luxury type of brand. So this is one of my new Kangos right here. And let me tell you, this thing is very high quality. I like high quality items. Okay? I don't like pieces of junk. All right? I don't like pieces of shit. Take it and get it out of here. Take it and get it out of here. I don't want it. All right? So nice high quality hat here. It's on my head, Iceberg. Come on, man. Come on, man. Not the same style, I know. Saul says, what's up, Saul? We need another corner, man. LOL. Q goes down. Bro, if Q goes down, we are fucked. If Quinyon Mitchell goes down, you might as well just kiss the repeat dreams away. All right? If Quinyon goes down, we're toast. All right? Put him in a toaster and leave it in there all day. All right? Because that's what we'll look like. That burnt piece of toast will disintegrate when you put it in your hand. That's how burnt we will be if we lose Quinyon. Dude, right now they're relying on Quinyon to lock down basically the entire secondary. If he's done, we are toast. I don't think he'll be done though. I mean, that's a big if. But Saul, you're right in the sense that you never know. It's football. You never know when somebody goes down. All right. So, Eduardo, what a crappy comment. This guy doesn't fucking know his ass from his hand. He says Howie hasn't finished doing his moves. I agree. I think Howie's still working a little bit. I mean, I just don't know what, you know, a lot of people are speculating cornerback, but at the end of the day, I mean, they did already trade for a cornerback. You know, do we really think that he's going back down that route? I don't think so, but I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, Daz, so I saw somebody tweeted out last night, one of the beat reporters, might have been, I think, Jeff Kerr maybe, or Berman, or one of them. So he tweeted, I said it earlier on the show, he tweeted, the Eagles basically gave the Texans Gardner Johnson and Harrison Bryant and got back Kenyon Green and John Mechie. Like, I don't know. I like John Mechie. I'm an Alabama guy. Watched him in Alabama. He had a really awesome 2 seasons, really. He even had a great season when Devontae won the Heisman there. You know, because remember, that's the year Jalen Waddle went down at Alabama. And John Mechie, who was supposed to be wide receiver 3 that year, stepped up. Mac Jones threw Devontae Smith into a Heisman and threw damn near 1,000 yards to John Mechie as well. And then the following year, when Mechie stepped up, Devontae went to the NFL. Mechie was basically wide receiver 1 that year. He had almost 1,200 yards. So he was a freaking good player at Alabama, really good. But that doesn't, you know, that's a long time ago. That's college. It's a lot different. But, Daz, I'm thinking the same thing. You know, you gave away CJ for nothing. Now, Daz, I know you've been telling me that you like Andrew Mukuba. That was a great first showing from Mukuba in his first game in an Eagles jersey. So, look, maybe we're going to care a little bit less about that Gardner Johnson trade once Mukuba gets up to speed and we see what he's made of. But until that point, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look great. So, Primo says, wasn't Mechie a Heisman runner? I don't think so, Primo. I'd have to go and look, but wasn't it? Because when he – No, because Bryce Young won the Heisman. And that's the year that Mechie was. 2021 Alabama stats. Yeah, that's when Bryce Young won the Bryce Young won the Heisman. He threw for 4,000. He threw for 4,000. Yo, listen to Bryce Young's stats that year. Guys, remember, this is college. They don't even play as many games. 4,872 yards, 67% completion percentage, 47 touchdowns, and 7 picks. That is fucking insane. And Jameson Williams, that's right. He transferred in. Jameson Williams was their top receiver that year. John Mechie was second. Jameson Williams had 79 catches for 1,572. John Mechie had 96 catches for 1,142. All right. And 8 touchdowns. So remember, Bryce Young used to throw the long balls all the time to Jameson Williams. So now Mechie wasn't the runner up, but he was a damn good receiver 2 years in a row. He was a damn good receiver 2 years in a row with Mac Jones and Bryce Young. So we'll see. All right, we'll see. Quan says Mechie and Smitty is going to be fire. AJ will be a decoy. We'll see, Quan. I'm a little worried about it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I try and remain optimistic, but I'm a little worried about that hamstring with AJ. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm not trying to, you know, invoke a reaction from you guys. I'm not. I don't care about that. I'm just looking at what the Eagles have done, and I'm saying, is that hamstring worse than they're telling us? You know, we keep hearing there's nothing wrong with AJ. He missed both joint practices. He's missed really the last 2 full weeks of practice in this team for training camp. He didn't work out with Jalen Hurts at all this summer. He hasn't gotten much work with the first team offense this year because he's missed time with the hamstring. Like, again, I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm not trying to make you all nervous. I'm just saying, is there something more there than we're thinking? Like, I don't know. I agree with you, Crowley. He doesn't need practice. I agree. He's so damn good. I'm just saying they're trading for a receiver on August 18th when you have one of the deepest receiving cores. I don't know. Dirty Air checking in. Dirty Air always has good takes. Let's see what he says. He says, this trade seems more like how we saw Houston needed a tight end and we had one to offload and got another solid. I agree, Dirty Air. You're probably right, dude. You look at it was basically you traded a guy you were going to cut. And you brought in a guy that you liked previously. So from that perspective, you know, look, we can talk about this trade and analyze it and try and make sense of it. The reality of it is, it ain't that bad. No matter what happens, it's not that bad. They barely got rid of anything. They got rid of a guy they were going to cut. Now, JD3 might say this is the worst trade in the history of trades, but JD3 would be wrong because Harrison Bryant wasn't even making this football team. So it is what it's not like a... It's not like, oh my gosh, how we do this? There's none of that involved in this. We're kind of just looking at it and analyzing where we are right now. Caleb checks in. What's up, Caleb? $2. Thank you, man, for the super chat. Any Hendrickson trade rumors? Might be if I missed it. I saw that they're shopping them and taking offers. But, Caleb, do you think with the way this offseason has gone, they're about to send, I don't know, draft capital, player capital, and then give them $40 million on top of that? They're shedding salaries wherever they can right now. And you think they're going to – I mean, do you think that they're going to – and by the way, does he fit a Vic Fangio system that well? I don't know. Maybe he does. You guys would know more of that than me. I don't know. Somebody that knows more about Trey Hendrickson. But I know he's a sack guy. I know he gets a lot of sacks. But can he do all the things that Vic wants him to do? Can he set the edge well? Can he, you know, can he play in the flat and coverage here and there? Can he – you know, what can he do that actually aids Vic's defense? Maybe he can. Look, I'm not trying. I don't know. I told you guys, I don't know fully as much about him as I should, but doesn't look like it makes sense. Doesn't look like we're going to spend that type of money financially. Doesn't look like we're going to spend that money and ship an asset, a draft pick, a player, something there. I don't know. I don't think that that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Dirty Air says, would that make us the whitest defense in the league? Do we have a lot of white guys? We got Cooper DeJean. I can't even think of that many white dudes. We got Cooper. We got Reed. That's it. That can't be the whitest defense in the league, is it? Cooper. We got Cooper. You got Reed. Is Zach Bond, you guys classify Zach Bond as white? I don't know. What's Zach Bond? Is he mixed? Ty Robinson? Yeah, but he's like the fifth DT, dirtier. I'm not putting him. Bond, all right. Bond, you guys are putting Bond half white. All right, all right. I don't know. That's not very many. Come on, man. Where's these white players? They got to show out a little bit more. We only got two, and we're the whitest D in the league? Holy shit. What up, HKP? Good to see you, my boy. Appreciate you being here. Prince checks in. AJ had the same hamstring injury last season, and it took 4 weeks to recover. Prince, you think he's going to be ready for week one? That's my question, dude. That's my question. That's my concern. That's what I'm looking for. I want to know if he's ready to go for week one. Keith says, Hendrickson doesn't fit Vic's system at all. He played no off ball, simply a power. That's kind of what I thought, Keith, but I didn't want to speak out of line. I didn't want to speak out of line. Quan says, AJ getting brittle. I don't know if I want to go that far, Quan, but he did miss, what, four games last year. He missed the playoff game the year before that when they got bounced in 23 in the collapse. And now he's hurt in training camp. I'm not ready to make that proclamation. I'm not ready to call him brittle, but I don't know. Mechie is Asian. Yo, Mechie has a pretty crazy story. I'm pretty sure he grew up. Let me look. I think before he grew up somewhere before he moved to Canada. Yeah, he grew up in Taipei, Taiwan. Think about it. Taipei, Taiwan. And then he moved from Ghana to Canada before coming to the United States for school. He obviously went to Alabama. I knew he was Canadian. I knew he started in Canada. So, all right. We'll see what happens. Martin says, if this keeps up, Xander, he's going to be gone sooner than later. We'll see, brother. We'll see. You talking about AJ? Look, we need AJ Brown, guys. We can't even win when he's not on the field. So don't start throwing. Look, all right. If you need a couple games to nurse the hamstring, that's fine. I need you in the playoffs. I mean, come on. I'm not going to get all worried about AJ Brown at this point. I think the guy's the best receiver in football. So it is what it is. John says one of the good education before heading to college, maybe. So good that you go to Alabama to play football, my dog. I don't think education is top of mind. Maybe you're right. So good that we don't agree a lot, but I do find you funny. All right. I can appreciate your humor, Secunda. All right. Big Trag says AJ's retiring an Eagle. Stop it. We'll see, Trag. AJ ain't going nowhere. All right, HKP. Taiwan, Mike Gill likes that. Yeah, he does. Mike Gill is a Taiwan truther. Josh says, Cilio's entire show today is going to be AJ is out. I don't think so. I think it's going to be AJ's hamstring is shot. I think that's what it's going to be, Josh. But we'll see. Caleb checks back in. What's up, brother? I don't know. I just think we may need more on D, pushing for the ring. Caleb, you're right. And by the way, you're right to think like that because a lot of fans, you say one thing about the defense and they're like, you're a hater. You're this. You're a shock jock. You're that. I'm like, dude, I just want to go back and win. And honestly, we lost a lot on defense, guys. We lost a lot. Like winning in the NFL is fucking hard. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. We gave up a lot of great players from one of the best defenses in the modern era. To sit here and just act like that, none of it matters, I think is a little naive. Actually, I think it's a lot of naive. So do we have good guys right now? I do. I feel real good about linebacker. I feel real good about interior of the D-line with Mauro Ojomo. I feel better about the edge than John. I don't feel great about the edge. I'm starting to feel better about Makuba first showing on the field. He gets two takeaways. I think that's a positive sign. If you can clean up some of the other things, on that player, give him some a little bit of polish. Look, maybe he fits really well, but cornerback two looks like a catastrophe right now. Cornerback two looks like an abomination right now. An abomination. Nobody looks good. I don't care if you're Pumper and you want it to be Ringo, he looks like trash. I don't care if you're somebody else and you want it to be Jacorian Bennett, he wasn't really all that great either. All right. And if we fall back on Adoree Jackson, we all know that that's the worst case scenario because we never wanted Adoree Jackson to win it. So I'm not feeling good about that, but you know, you have a historic team, a historic defense that plays such a big part in the reason you win a bowl, and then you basically gut it. I don't think Caleb's wrong in this thought process. I just think we need a little more. I don't think Caleb's wrong. I don't at all. I don't think he's wrong at all. And I don't think that makes him a bad fan for all the people who react like lunatics if somebody says something that's not perfect glaze. HKP says, I'll be in Philly September 4th. Nice. Are you going to the opener? Nice, HKP. That should be good, my man. That should be real good. Look at Curtis. Look at this Nimrod. LOLZ. Earlier this season, you were shitting on me, saying this defense is going to be taking some steps back. No, I wasn't, Curtis. I said, I feel optimistic that the players coming up the pipeline will be able to manage the losses on the defense. Obviously, before they grace the football field, everybody is speaking in what-ifs. You, me, Johnny Mack, Cilio, and every other knucklehead in this chat. You get one thing right, Curtis, and you want to raise your candle to the sky. Who are you, Curtis? You also told me last year, Curtis, that we couldn't win running as much as we were. Didn't you, Curtis? Didn't you also say, we need a pass more, Xander? We're not going to get to the Super Bowl like this, Xander. I want to see more from Jalen Hurts, Xander. Come on, Curtis. Don't test me, Curtis. Don't test me. G'day, man. You got to be kidding me. Tony, what's up, man? Gone are the days of Pinkston, Thrash, Brown. I'd like to thank my Ans Mitchell. Tony, you're right about that, my dude. Holy Mac. Holy Mac. Curtis says, yes, for some Z going off early in the morning, you are welcome, chat. Yo, Curtis, I will shred you, my boy. Curtis, don't play me, all right? Xander, don't forget. I do not. I read all you dumbasses. And let me tell you, for all the people in the chat who think, oh, my God, I got this right, and I got this right. All of you idiots have a lot more wrong than you have right, all right? Me included, by the way. It's football. That's kind of the nature of the conversation. Fucking Curtis acting like Curtis puts himself on the top of Mount Everest. Look, everybody, look at me. I told you guys the defense might not be good after we lost 7 starters. Thanks, Captain Obvious. I'm the one who went out on a limb and said they'd be good. You're the one who said the obvious. Hey, you lose 7 guys, maybe you're not going to be as good. It's like, Curtis, what do you want, a fucking cookie, dude? Everybody would say that. Good night. Good night. This guy, Curtis, man. This fucking dude. And Terrence says, Xander about to blow a gasket. Terrence, my gaskets are in good shape. Okay? All right? Stop. Come on, man. Philly Don checking in. What's up, Philly Don? Good to see you, brother. Xander, our DB room is weak. One bad injury, and we're screwed unless Howie pulls off another one of his great unexpected moves. I agree, Don. If we lose somebody, we're toast. If we lose somebody, we're toast. All right. Exactly. West Philly points out another great point. And I still might be right. Yes, sir, West Philly. Thank you, sir. Caleb checking in again. What's up, Caleb? Thanks for the super chats this morning, my man. I appreciate you. He says, no, CB2 got to get to the quarterback quicker, almost like 22. I know Bradbury was an all pro, but his flaws were hidden. The positive shown more. We need to rush the quarterback. And we don't really have the edge rushers to do that right now, Caleb. I mean, I feel pretty good about Nolan. I feel decent about Jalux. I don't really get what they were doing with him last week in joint practice. So, but you're right. I mean, look, it's a complimentary game, Caleb, and edge rushers help the secondary. Secondary helps the edge rushers. Now you have a hole in both spots. You know, does that kind of become complimentary in a negative fashion? It could. It could, so we'll see what they end up doing. All right, Prince checks in. What's up, Prince? Prince Swayze has been more right than Sills, but I don't know football. I reject that notion, Xander. That's bullshit. I am the third analyst. Yo, Prince, you know I love you, Prince. You know I love you, Prince. But take a fucking hike, my guy. take a hike. You're going off 1 year where you predicted the Eagles would win. And when they win, yeah, you look right. If you extrapolate that across a 10-year timeline, all right, you'll fall back to where everybody else lies, Prince. All right, Prince. It's got Prince. Is it Prince and Curtis on top of Mount Everest holding up the trophy? Who had the most takes right in the Jacob chat? It's me, guys. Everybody look at me. Prince, you and Curtis have now moved from the top of Mount Everest, and I've moved you to the cock corner. I'm just kidding, Prince. If I chirp Prince too much, he'll be coming at me for weeks. Look at Curtis. Curtis is back. Curtis, you know I love you. All right. He says Z was saying not to shit on someone just because he said we need some help on D. But he was the one going off just a couple of months. That was the point. Not that I was right. All right, Curtis, you're explaining yourself in circles. Big Z, I need you to get Sills to relax. HKP, Sills is going to Sills no matter what. Brian Pump says, Brian, thanks for the super chat, brother. I honestly don't think our corners are all that bad. You Nimrods. Pump, I know you got that word from me. I love that word. You Nimrods. You Nimrods actually think Vic will be having these dudes play press man 100% of the time? Casuals. They're probably going to play press man like 0% of the time. Maybe like 10% tops. Quinion, I feel fine in press man. Yo, Brian, I know you don't feel good about your boy, my seventh heaven, Keely Bingo in press man. I don't care how much of the time they're in press man or in zone. I don't feel good about that guy in any scheme, in any defense, all right, in any personnel package. Steve Ike says, Nimrod is not used enough in today's world. I agree. I don't even know where that word came from. I don't know where that word came from. All right, everybody, I'm getting out of here. We'll have a full show later on today. We'll have the National Football Show 2-6 with Dan Cilio. I know you guys are excited for that one. I know you guys are excited for that one. All right. And then tonight, Birds 365 will be live 6 to 8 p.m. All right. I appreciate you. Pump says, I don't feel good about your hat, Xander. Really? I love it, man. This is like one of my favorite new ones. The Jay Lindeberg collab with Kango. This is that high-quality hat, man. Look at this high-quality hat right here. Are you kidding me, Pump? This thing is cash on the barrel head. Cash on the barrel head. Come on, Pump. We got some more super chats, which means I can't leave. Prince says, Pumper, Ringo got beat playing off man. Ringo gets beat in any defense, dude. I'm telling you right now, Ringo's not the answer as much as Pump wants him to be. He said, and Martin says, his seventh from heaven is becoming a falling angel. All right. Come on, man. Xander in Chinatown getting them hats. Nah, man. Right. Kango.com. Yo, I need a sponsorship from Kango, don't I? It's like ridiculous. Caleb says, Hurts for MVP, man on the mountain. I agree, Caleb. I put that in one of my bold predictions this year. Zeal says, Ringo is ass. Pumper says, you actually wear that out in public. Yes, Pumper, I do. I don't think I'm not afraid to wear what I want to wear out in public, all right? Xander would go 7 catches for 110 against Ringo. Oh, man. It might be like 5 catches because he'd be eating my dirt off the bottom of my cleats after I'm running to the end zone, 60-yarder. All right, Xander, another great one. Expect some big news today. Howie's working on something big. I actually agree, Philly Don. I agree, dude. Jersey dude, I haven't seen you in a bit. Where have you been? Holy moly. Do we need a third string quarterback? Well, the two that we have right now don't look very good, do they? All right. Key says, Xander, cut those damn tags. Those are the actual tags, dude. I took the tag off. Why would I take off that tag? Come on, man. I'm not taking that tag off. Yo, Keith, why don't you go into your closet and worry about your fucking hats, Keith? All right? I'll handle my hats. Thank you, Keith. Good night. Good night. Mike Berghorst. My boy, Mike, how's the family? Good to see you, brother. He says, Xander, great show as always. I'll be at the opener September 4th. Another opener attender right here. God, I love it. Mike, I love it, man. You bringing the wife and your son or what? Who are you going with, Mike? I know you're I want to say you were out in Michigan. That's if I remember correctly. Detroit, I believe, is where you were. What's the plan, Mike? You bringing the family in or what? You bringing the fam in? That's pretty awesome that you're going, though, man. Banner drop for the birds. That's a historic moment for sure. All right. Thomas Farzetta. Not to be confused with Mark Farzetta. Any relation, Thomas? He says, I think JD is looking to transition to three-down DT this year. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, let's see if he can do it. It's a big ask for him. Caleb says, Xander, first post game. Can't wait. Love it. Going to be fun, man. In Detroit, bringing the wife. Nice, Mike. Enjoy it. Travel safe, brother. You're going to love that game. I'm jealous of you. I'm super excited to see that banner drop for sure. All right. All right. So who are the people that have to take a lap before I get out of here this morning? There's a couple people that need to take a lap. Pumper basically always needs to take a lap. Twiz says, Xander in Chinatown getting them hats. Twiz, you need to take a lap too, dude. All right. Curtis certainly needs to take a lap. Exciting Whites checks in and says, as a proud member of the Bald Men Society, it's time to ditch the hats and box the head, Z. Let's get it. Welcome to the Bald Club. You think so? Oh, man, look at it. You think so, Exciting Whites? Even if I chop the hair off, I'm not going no hats. I like the hats. My dad's wears hat. I like hats. I'm just going to wear hats, all right? Just a reality. Exciting Whites, get used to it, all right? Big Z, do not join that. Yo, HKP, some shit's inevitable in life, all right? I know you got the AJ Brown luscious locks on your head, all right? And Cilio called you out, put you in a trance almost a year ago. But I don't have that luxury, HKP, okay? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. All right, I got to get out of here. You guys are messing with me. You guys are messing with me too much now. That hat is a catastrophe, says Pumper. Pumper, you just helped pay for it. Thank you, brother. $5 super chat. This hat is electric. Come on, Pump. Xander's hairline's running a cover zero. Yo, Prince, fuck you, Prince. All right. All right. Come on, man. This hat is fuego. It's fuego. Come on, man. All right, I'm out of here. Love all you guys. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES Eagles.